What does it mean to get back to surplus?
Getting back to surplus after we've had the fiscal stimulus with the global financial crisis means that the government is now starting to rebuild its savings. It's starting to reduce the size of government in the economy and, in a sense, preparing for the next economic shock, whenever that may come along.
Okay, and why has it become so important to this particular government? There are economists who say it's a bit of a corner they've painted themselves into.
Look, I think the surplus objective does have a political overtone to it. Of course, we're within 18 months from having the next election, and one of the issues that is important in voters' mind is economic credibility. So returning to surplus, having had the deficits while the depths of the GFC were in place, is an important thing for them. And as we saw just last week, we're seeing a balance of policy shift that is away from easy fiscal policy to tight fiscal policy, which means that interest rates and monetary policy can be moved to an easier setting. So I think the government's also looking for some form of trade-off between a tight budget and lower interest rates, which of course seems to be unfolding from the Reserve Bank.
I'm interested in the idea of economic credibility. I mean, that a Nobel Prize-winning economist, Joseph Stiglitz, gave the government 5 gold stars, as have many others, in terms of their management of the global financial crisis. Why is it that among the general populace there's doubt over their economic credibility?
I'm not sure if there's that much doubt. I think it's just a misunderstanding that, of course, no one likes to have programs cut, and that's clearly what's going to be happening in the budget in some areas. Things like defence is obviously a big ticket item that's going to be cut. I think at the end of the day, the general electorate just want a government that's got control of its own finances, and if that means returning to surplus a little earlier than would otherwise be desirable, well, then that's fine. The trade-off from that, of course, is that you're going to get interest rates that are lower than would otherwise be the case. And with the rate cuts that we've seen from the RBA in the last 6 or 8 months, we're clearly getting that position where interest rates are moving to a low stance. And look, it's just a shuffling of the balance of policy away from fiscal policy being loose to being tight and monetary policy away from being tight to now moving to the loose side.
And you mentioned defence, but there are also some cuts ahead in welfare, as far as I understood. Where will those cuts likely be made?
Oh, look, I'm not sure where the cuts are going to be made. I'll have to wait till the budget night myself to see where they're going to be made. But I think at the end of the day, the government does want to just make some of the welfare payments fairer and more equitable. And you've also got to recall that it's not just going to be one-sided cuts that are occurring. Some of the money that they're using via savings is being allocated to different areas. And if we believe the media reports, we'll see some extra money in disability insurance, dental care, some aged care programs. So it's not just one-way traffic where everything's being cut. Some of that money is actually being redirected to more desirable areas.
And on that note, there are so many economists who say that forcing a surplus will actually hurt Australia's economic growth. What do you say to them?
I'd say that's completely wrong. I don't think the move to surplus is going to hurt the economy at all, because there is more to life than the budget, and that more to life is a couple of fold. One is through interest rates, which are clearly getting towards very low levels now, and the other one is the Australian dollar, which of course is now falling, and that's providing some sort of assistance to the economy as well. I dare say, had we had a very slack budget, and that was with a big budget deficit, I dare say we would not have seen the rate cuts from the RBA, and I dare say the dollar would be stronger. So, there's more to life in the budget. There's more policy levers than just fiscal policy. So I think that saying that the budget is too tight is a bit narrow-minded and doesn't look at the broad gamut of policy options that the government and policymakers have.